On this episode of the podcast, Gregory Dickow sits down with some of his team to talk about leadership, including three areas of life that we must develop if we want to succeed at anything.
What it takes to succeed is a commitment to development. So, and there's three things that I think are the most important things that you can develop. So, and here's what they are. Number one, a commitment to develop your relationship with God. That's gotta be, you gotta be committed to it. It's not just like, yeah, I'm working on my relationship with God. No, I'm committed to development in my relationship with God. So I'm gonna develop an attitude of faith, an attitude of expectancy, an attitude of fellowship and communion with Him, worship. So all the aspects of our relationship with God, a commitment to development in that. And to me, the best way to develop your relationship with God is to realize how much He wants that. I stand at the door and knock, right? Like, you just can't be like, okay, I gotta force myself to develop my relationship with God. You gotta remember, He wants it more than you do. You know, He wants it more than we want.
It's crazy.
You know, he is like excited about the idea that the God of heaven wants to come to the earth so that He can dwell among men, dwell among people, and live among us and fellowship with us, and stands at the door and knocks and is waiting for you to let Him in, and He's bringing food with Him, right? He said, "I will dine with Him." He's not expecting you to have the food; He's bringing the food. Now, I got to tell you, if you want to develop your relationship with God, one of the greatest shortcuts. Not in a bad way, but a shortcut to really develop yourself in your relationship with God is praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Don't underestimate the power of praying in tongues. And if you're not doing that, if you're not operating in that gift, which is available to everybody, have someone here lay hands on you before you leave. make sure you walk out of here speaking in tongues. Yeah, because that, if that's, I could say one thing that helps me remember scripture, gives me revelation, helps me have answers to questions that I don't know how to answer, is speaking in tongues. It like, gives me interpretation. It develops my tuning in to God and to His voice. So number two, so commitment to development. Develop your relationship with God. Develop yourself. Commitment to the development of yourself, which means the development of your character, the development of your attitude. You know, me and Roman are always talking about what attitude determines. Attitude determines altitude. And how high you're going to go is based on the consistency of your attitude. And that's your character. Like, attitude isn't just having a good attitude when you feel good. It's having a good attitude and having a faith attitude at all times. No matter what comes against you, you set your attitude at high. Faith, believe, trust God, love people, be committed to forgiveness, be committed to dealing with mistreatment. I think if you want to develop your character fast, then identify every time you've been mistreated and learn to forgive and learn to bless people that have mistreated you. And your character will just go through the roof.
That's crazy.
You know, because that's how you grow. You grow by handling mistreatment properly, by handling mistreatment the right way, the love way. That's, and we're all mistreated. You know, ministry is a full-time job of being mistreated. You know, because everybody that came to church on Easter or any Sunday or any time we do stuff for people is they're just focused on themselves, and they're not focused on you. And that's what being a servant is you got to accept that. You got to, you know, what do we talk about? That the word for humility comes from the word humus, which means dirt. And so to be humble means that we become the dirt that other people walk on. We become the path or the ground or the dirt that other people walk on to get to their destination. I feel like that a lot. People are walking on me to get further ahead, and I've got to be willing to, I've got to not be willing to be hit by the truck of mistreatment, and then they run over me. I gotta lie down before they hit me. It doesn't hurt as much if you just get run over. It hurts a lot more if you get hit and then run over.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that's so good.
That's right.
Yeah.
So like getting hit by a truck and then it boom boom boom. So just lie down. It's, you can take it easier. It's easier to take it. It's less pain. It still hurts, but it just doesn't hurt as much. So it's the development of your character, which is humility and serving and attitude. And then the third thing, this is like if you want to be successful in life, these two things, and then this third thing is a commitment to the development of other people.
Yeah.
So if you like see, you can't ever see your job or your role or your life as like where you have to protect it. Like if the more you're able to develop others, the more God raises you up. What happens in corporate America is that people, they get their job and they keep their job and they hold on to it so that no one ever else knows how to do their job, because that they think that gives them job security, because no one's gonna let them go because they're the only one that knows how to do it. But what really gives you job security is being somebody who always is developing other people, because that's what makes church or organizations or businesses successful, is when the crop of leaders is constantly growing organically from the people that are already there.
That's good.
And if you get a hold of that, instead of, you know, just being self-protective of your position or your job or just like you're just trying to make it through the day, like you should be thinking bigger than just you doing your job. You should be thinking about developing people so that they become better and that they become, and some of them are going to take what you give them and run away and go use it somewhere else. But the vast majority, if we will truly be committed, not just developing people. It's not just having a relationship with God. It's not just improving yourself. It's a commitment to develop those three things. It's like I'm committing my life to developing my relationship with God, to developing myself, my character, my humility, my attitude, and to developing others. You nail those three things, and man, the sky is the limit to your success. You ignore any of them, and you're going to hit a ceiling all the time. You're just going to constantly hit ceiling in your life. So there you go. That's my...
That's so good.